prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless. 22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balanced chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. And welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here on Herb Talk. We're about empowerment. That's what we want to do here on Herb Talk. That's what we're going to do. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. Magical Engineer Frank and I have a great show. We're going to be talking about tapping into some superfoods today, making your body feel amazing. And we do have a quack report, but before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform lifting this nation up in prayer. Seek the Lord's face, mind the time, it grows short. And today's devotional puts us, it puts us in Psalms 10. It says, "The wicked, though through the pride of his countenance, will not seek after God. God is not in all his thoughts." Well, that, some people come to mind when you read that passage. But if you don't read the passage, you're not going to have the wisdom. And without the wisdom, you won't have discernment. And without discernment, you're just not going to be able to judge things, and you are to judge. Otherwise, why would you need wisdom and discernment? We're to judge all things, the Bible says. Absolutely. Read scripture. It's right there. And read the entire thing, not just take it out of context. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. All right, first up in the quacker. We're going to talk a little bit about this in the first part of the show. They found algae biofuels. We're going to talk about algae. Not as a biofuel, though. But anyway, here's a study that's revealing your algae, harmless, solar energy source, photosynthesis superfoods. A scientist at Rutgers and the State University of New Jersey, they said there's mechanisms in your algae. In a major group of algae they were studying from the oceans, they said produces 20% of the Earth's oxygen. So through their research that was published in the Journal of Proceedings of the National Academy of Science, they were demonstrating that a lot of these elements within algae will harness light using an active set of pigment protein complexes. So they're trying to tap into this to see if they can get a way to use it to store energy sources in what is called natural forms or natural cells under the right conditions, and utilize or transform a lot of biofuels out there and replace possibly petroleum and other types of fossil fuels. So they're looking to algae for that, right? Okay, and let's see, next up in the Quacker Report, nasal spray. They have approved this nasal spray for treating suicidal people. Have you heard about this? Oh, yeah. Johnson & Johnson has come out with Spravedo. It's approved as the first antidepressant for actively suicidal people. Because doctors obviously concerned. People are more suicidal and depressed with COVID-19. Yep. So the Food and Drug Administration did approve this quick-acting nasal spray. Going to be available to people who are suicidal but aren't responding to other treatments. The treatment-resistant depression forms didn't work for them. So this drug got approved in March 2019. So part of the thinking behind approving Spravato's ability to act quickly, they say it works differently than antidepressants, which have to be digested and takes a while to get into the system. But anything on a pulmonary level, right into the system, right into the bloodstream. Here's what's interesting, though, about the research. This is what Dr. Kramer said in the study. They found that those who got the drug had a rapid reduction in the severity of their thinking of suicide, although their results really didn't differ in a statistical significant way from patients that were given the placebo. All right, last up in the Quack Report, last but not least, they say if you drink tea on a regular basis, they say it's been linked to healthy cognitive function. So drinking some tea suggests, you know, the researchers from the National University of Singapore and the University of Essex and the University of Cambridge, all the tea-drinking areas of the world. University of China is also in there. They say they published a study in the Journal of Aging, said that, you know, the brain regions responded to tea, the interconnected areas of the brain where you process a lot of information, was more efficient when you had tea, probably because it had caffeine, but a lot of antioxidants in tea as well. So they said that their results offer the first evidence of a positive contribution of tea drinking to brain structure and function. They're suggesting if you drink some tea on a regular basis, it can protect you against the effects of age-related decline in brain disorders like, you know, Alzheimer's and dementia. So people who were drinking tea reduced their risk of dementia by about 50%, they're saying. So tea drinkers who drink tea, they seem to have a different gene variant, apparently. So it protects you from Alzheimer's and dementia if you drink some tea. So there you go. Tea all around. Have some scones with that. And that wraps the Quack Report. Quack, 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 quack Okay. Well, it looks like you got some challenges over there, Frank. So sorry to hear that. We'll power through, though, right? A little technology is, well, it is what it is. All right. We're going to talk about tapping into some superfoods, and you'll be amazed what you can accomplish when you do that. We've talked about superfoods before. A lot of it's the algaes, and a lot of people, you know, what the heck, an algae? You know, well, it's a huge life source, and it's a lot of nutrition. And seaweed is a form of algae, very popular in the Asian culture. Seaweed in the Asian world is a big deal. It's a staple food. China, they consume about, 70 different species of seaweed, and it's considered pretty much a vegetable there. Japan consumes over 20 species of seaweed. Ireland, Chile, Korea, Scotland, Greenland, Iceland, and New Zealand, they all enjoy the nutritional benefits of seaweed and algae. Mm-hmm. So if you live on, let's say, the west coast of North America, California to British Columbia, people there consume a lot of seaweed as often as they do lettuce. So Hawaii now also offers seaweed frequently to consumers there. And you might say, well, why? Well, they know it's full of nutrition. And there are over 7,000 different types of fresh and saltwater algae, but not all are safe to consume. So some feel, you know, algae really is not a food. It should not be consumed. Well, we're going to check it out. And we're going to look at what half the world thinks is a vital food source. That's what they're calling it. Half the world says that. Well, we're going to look at algae. So what is it anyway? Well, it's scientifically described as nature's solar cells. It's called a photosynthetic. So algae dates back thousands of years, as you can well imagine. It's been found in ancient fossils, even. And the Bible refers to algae as paint because the ancient Egyptians used it as a cosmetic eyeshadow. However, you know, the ancient Egyptians, well, they didn't just use algae paint for makeup reasons, no. The Nile area, very marshy, and a lot of waterborne bacteria found there. So the algae contains compounds called fluorotannins, fatty acids, polysaccharides, epoxides, and terpenes, which all act as an antibacterial agent. Yeah. So the Egyptians found it to be very effective at stopping bacteria-causing eye infections. So they were not necessarily trying to make a fashion statement wearing colored eyeshadow and eyeliner. There was, you know, a reason for it. There are also many colors of algae. You get black and red. Obviously, the red algae is harmful to sea life. And also green and blue algaes. Let me read you this. This is a quote from the U.S. National Library of Medicine, Institute of Health, April 2016, they were studying algae, and they said, drug-resistant bacteria poses an increasing challenge to global health. The in vitro studies, they say, show promise for antibacterial efficiency, so they were studying algae. And they said, finding the chemical synthesis in algae for the drug companies to conduct clinical trials will be required to discover an algae antibacterial agent therapeutic. Overcoming the marine natural products is also a challenge because a lot of people just, you know, eat their seaweed. However, with novel technologies and tools to develop a pharmaceutical agent, that's what they're wanting to do. So, you know, don't go out there and have a bowl full of algae. Don't even do a superfood. Just they want you to take a pill. Well, let's look at this superfood because it's all about sunlight. That's right. Because the algae that I refer to and that I tend to use, and we call it a superfood, is really your blue-green type of marine algae, a variety of algae that is known as a paraphyletic. It's an aquatic algae. And it manufactures its own food by soaking up sunlight. Very cool. So recently, in the scientific world, they've reclassified, the blue-green algae as a healthy bacteria. Yeah, a healthy bacteria. So, Well, let's look at algae as from its nutritional source. Most people, you know, they hear the word algae and they think of green pond scum, you know. Well, the Asians know that seaweed or algae contains vitamins, minerals, unsaturated omega-3 fatty acids, and a lot of protein. Now, fish, they contain high amounts of omega-3 fatty acids because, you know what, they're eating a natural source of these types of acids. They're eating seaweed and algae particles. So we can benefit from the vitamin A, the vitamin B, and the C in algae. And it's also a rich source of natural iodine, potassium, iron, magnesium, and even calcium. So many people of the Asian continent and the Mediterranean have seaweed gardens. Ooh, that would be new and kind of neat for Americans to have. So microalgae is also, you know, commercially cultivated, which is an ingredient in many supplements known as blue-green algae or spirulina and chlorella. Now, some refer to this as a farm-raised algae, and it is more popular now since the Fukushima Japan nuclear accident that has affected a lot of sea life. So where you obtain your aquatic algae is also a big deal now because of that. So unless you have a seaweed garden and harvest the algae yourself, you'll pretty much want, you know, to make sure your sources steer clear of as much pollution as possible. So, you know, East Coast, New England, Nantucket is a good area. Harvesting algae in motorboats, not what you do, because the motor oil and the gasoline will mingle with the algae and pollute it. So a lot of harvesters of the seaweeds and the algaes, they do rowboats or canoes. So you want to seek out companies that, you know, hand harvest from a canoe or a rowboat, and they use a farm-raised kind of algae if they're making a product. So in the supplement industry, the algae that contains a high vitamin C and beta-carotene is really called the Duna liella. So that's the seaweed that's going to be high in vitamin C and beta-carotene. Then some other algae uses. Let's talk about them because our major cities across the world use algae a lot of times to clean up water supplies. Maybe your municipality does that. They use it to clean up sewage. Algae can be used to treat sewage to clean it up, and then they don't have to use as many toxic chemicals and disinfectants in their processing. So algae also can protect farms from the fertilizers and runoff. And it could be a natural fertilizer in itself. So if you have a garden, you could put it on your garden. Scientists and also the agricultural research services have found that if they use algae as a fertilizer, let's say on corn or cucumbers, they grew just as well as when commercial fertilizers were put on them. So cattle farms also, they're using algae as a turf scrubber, you know, to kind of reduce the negative effects of manure, reduce the nitrogen and the phosphorus runoff. So algae and also is also being looked at as a replacement for a lot of fossil fuels, as we mentioned in the Quack report, and to reduce the carbon emissions out there. So algae can be a type of neutralizer for bad bacteria and chemicals, making our environment less toxic. So it's a good thing. Also, our government has kind of been looking at algae. That's right, they have. U.S. government has found ways to utilize the algae. Yes, they are doing that. The American people, hey, guess what? We're the owners of the U.S. National Herbarium, or Herbarium, I should say, the Herbarium. That's where they have a collection of over 219,000 different types of algae. So the U.S. government collects, inventories, and preserves species of algae on microscope slides and also in liquid preparations. So this National Herbarium, also called the National Arboretum since 1951, was established in 1900 by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and it's a type of botany and herbal resource for the agricultural and education and scientific and even medicine fields out there.
So this is in the United States. It's the official depository for the research of new and better plants, and a lot of research is done there by the USDA and the FDA and other agencies. So the collection of algae is pretty vast, and it includes sea algae, freshwater algae, airborne algae, and terrestrial or cave algae. And you might wonder, where does the government get their algae? Well, the airborne algae is obviously worldwide in origin, but the others come from the Gulf of Mexico, southern and central California, also in the Channel Islands, as well as in the Pacific Mexico region, the Galapagos Islands, Florida, Belize, the Bahamas, and Panama in the Caribbean. So this research facility is also, it also has obtained over 100,000 species of what is called coralline algae from the collection of various doctors and scientists out there that have donated it. So let's look at some of the benefits from this green stuff, you know. Well, the blue-green algae contain a lot of nutritional support by providing a lot of vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and proteins. And it is a single-cell plant that is easily digested, and it makes all the nutrition from this, takes all the nutrition from the sun and oxygen and water, and just makes all this wonderful stuff. So health practitioners will tend to use the blue-green algae, especially for gastrointestinal problems, people with stress and fatigue, and to help detox the body from substance addictions like caffeine, sugar, alcohol, and nicotine. Now, many people will also add the algae to their cleansing regimens, and this type of superfood source is especially helpful to vegetarians who may not get enough protein. So the blue-green algae is pretty potent. It contains a lot of antioxidants and anti-inflammatory phytocyanin in them, and it contains gamma-linolenic acids, which tend to be helpful for things like eczema and arthritis and other types of ailments. And you can find blue-green algae tablets, capsules, powders, liquids, just about anywhere. And this, and you're going to find a lot of blue-green algae. They recommend if you take it in a capsule form, maybe 2 to 3 capsules a day with your meals. If you're using it in a powder form, anywhere from 1/2 to 1 teaspoon twice a day, throw it in juice or water or a smoothie. Now, some of the most pristine blue-green algae, you know, used to come from Hawaii, but again, the Fukushima nuclear disaster kind of changed all that. But a lot of people now have gone to farm raised to test it, make sure there's nothing in it. So let's look at some of the types of blue-green algae I like to use. I like to use the spirulina and chlorella. And the spirulina, you know, most plants do carry nutrients, and many come from the cells of cellulose in the plant, and it can be kind of difficult for people to digest some of that. So spirulina, though, contains an easily digestible and absorbent single-cell membrane, and research studies are suggesting your spirulina can enhance the immune system to help protect us from infections and even cancer. So psychiatric practitioners that are tending to take a natural approach to balancing people's moods and behaviors will often recommend spirulina, and the reason is it's high in amino acids called L-tryptophan, which is essential. It's a building block for our neurotransmitter, the serotonin, and that tends to influence moods, people's behavior, way of thinking. Now, the chlorella is the other one that I like, and chlorella is a single-cell plant food, and it's very high in your chlorophyll. Lovely, lovely. And if you don't want to eat, you know, your parsley garnish on your plate for chlorophyll, well, then you can get your chlorophyll from chlorella. Now, you might want to try chlorella. You're going to also get a lot of natural magnesium from it. It also helps your system purify and deodorize itself. Okay, people who tap into chlorella usually don't have nasty-smelling body odor. Now, vegetarians often don't get enough vitamin B12 that are found in animal foods, but your chlorella is a nice substitute for that, which research is indicating protects us from even cancer, B12. Now, you also are going to get some 8 essential amino acids from it. Chlorella has that, along with it's rich in iron and selenium and zinc. And many people will, you know, add chlorella to their organic cleanses to help remove a lot of heavy metals and even lead. Other benefits that you get from using chlorella is it assists the immune system, it helps it fight infections, it helps strengthen your blood system, regulates your blood pressure a bit, and also slows the aging process. So the Asians will use chlorella for the protein source. Because it has 50 times more protein than soy, rice, and over 200 times more protein than meat, let's say beef, for instance. It's like having a steak on your plate. Therefore, that means that you could use chlorella as a nutritional and protein source and be less dependent on other types of food sources, especially if they tend to grow scarce. So also zero fat and calories. Check that out, right? So where do you find it? Well, if you're looking for the very best green blue-green algae supplement, you might want to call the folks at Apothecary Herbs because they include the spirulina and chlorella in their Body Foundation food mix. It's a vitamin plant-based whole food organic mix. And just one small scoop, you put it in juice or water, and it's going to provide a lot of vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and plant proteins. And if you are low in that kind of nutrition, you're going to feel the immediate benefit. That's what I hear from people is just one drink. And what is that? I feel amazing. Well, it's evident if you're low. Excellent energy source. It provides a lot of metabolically. It relieves tension and stress off of your system. And your change will be noticeable. Yep, you just can't escape it. Once you get the right nutritional chemistry going, it's amazing. So you can also replace a lot of isolated supplement bottles that you may be using just with this one thing, because it's kind of broad spectrum in its nutrition. So give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call, ask for their free product catalog, and you know check out their organ cleanses. They have those, the immune support formulas, as well as the metabolic strengtheners if you want to get off prescription meds. Give them a call. Toll-free number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. And the website is thepowerherbs.com. So that's where your organic, whole food, healthcare options just became endless. And take advantage. They have their moving sale going on, 25% off, orders of $50 or more. Use coupon MOVE20 over the phone or on their website, and hurry because it ends soon, of course, and some restrictions apply. So give them a call and ask about that. We got to take a little break. More on the other side. Be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Are you pro?
prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Yes, we're back. Yes, we are. We are back, and we're going to talk a little bit about reducing your oxidative stress on your system, which is huge metabolically, especially for cardio people out there that are struggling with cardio. And, oh, you know, it's just amazing the information you can glean out there and educate yourself and even ask, politely ask your doctor and maybe even necessarily challenge them on the tact of them addressing those type of disorders with toxic chemicals, which contribute to more of the disorder. Well, let's talk about oxidative stress because, you know, we hear a lot about, you know, the damage oxidative stress, you know, does the body. How many times have you heard, you know, ads, people talking about antioxidants, folks, antioxidants? Well, these oxygen-containing molecules with an odd number of electrons on them tend to allow for easy access to other molecules and thus causing a disturbance and an imbalance in the metabolism. That's what oxidative stress is. So the imbalance is specifically described as an imbalance between your systemic manifestation of reactive oxygen species and your biological systems, which detoxify and regenerate the body, and are so they work against each other, and those detoxing regenerative efforts are hindered and heavily impacted by oxidative stress. So oxidative stress is the enemy. So we're going to take a look at what can we do? What's causing the oxidative stress and reduce that function, you know, increase our longevity, quality of life. Let's just go there. Why not? First, let's look at some medication that tends to induce oxidative stress, which isn't helpful. Science is just beginning to reveal that there's a lot of side effects of your prescription meds that cause a lot of oxidative stress. Some are more subtle than others. And so here are some drugs. This is the tip of the iceberg. Causes a lot of oxidative stress. Undermines your body function. So if you're on antipsychotic medications like clozapine, or if you're on anti-cancer drugs, your chemotherapy drugs, if you're on amphetamines or opioid drugs or cocaine, street drugs, or how about statin heart drugs? All going to give you the problem. So in 2013, the Journal of Organic Chemistry, well, there was this review on oxidative stress and drugs of abuse, in which they mention that drug interactions frequently cause what is called cytotoxicity, and this can apply to addictive type of drugs as well as multiple prescription medications taken by patients. So if you're on multiple meds and you're taking them as prescribed, you can be undermining your body. So they describe what is called a synergism of hepatotoxic effects. In other words, attacking your liver. It's attacking your liver. That's what hepatic is your liver is too toxic. And the liver
can't handle it, and it disrupts all your cellular level functions, causing increased oxidative stresses. This little, you know, ripple effect, the domino effect. So it's therefore apparent, you know, a lot of prescription meds as well as your street medicines or street drugs, really, a lot of people on addictions all have oxidative stress on their body. Well, let's look at some more research. This is out of Missouri University, 2014. Missouri University of Science and Technology. And they were saying that they describe oxidative stress drugs as being commonly used medications, but have not been revealed to cause adverse oxidative stress. Of course not. They're not going to be, you know, marketed as such. But in their report, an interesting comment was that they say we have generations of people now with drug-induced oxidative stress affecting the detoxification processes. So you can't really detox well, right? And what are doctors telling you? Oh, herbs can't detox you. Oh, herbs can't boost your immune system. Well, the herbs can bring you back to normal function. That's what they're designed to do. And that is guaranteed by your creator. Bible says, herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations. A healing is a restoration to your previous level of wellness, your original state of wellness. That's what a healing is. So, not remission. It's a healing. Big difference. God can't lie. He can't lie. So you've got this oxidative stress, and now you can obviously pass on the weakness genetically. Because it says we have generations now of people with drug-induced oxidative stress affecting the detoxification processes. They also propose that antioxidant drugs be prescribed to combat the effects. So they look at providing such, as a product by, taking some antioxidants. They want to take them from legumes, those beans. Let's take some antioxidants from beans and make a drug out of it and give it to you. Of course, it won't be the same. It also will provide side effects, but, you'll get rid of the first complaint of side effect. It will give you a new one. And then when you complain about that, we'll give you another drug, which will give you a new side effect and so on, so forth, so on. So, they go as far to describe these natural plants, like beans, legumes, as having radical scavenging antioxidant power. Amen to that, sister. Amen. That's what God put in there. That's his power you're describing. Okay? So consumers know there are many antioxidant supplements on the market, but would these products remove the antioxidant threat that the prescription drugs are producing? Well, there's a question. You could take your heart drug and take a bunch of antioxidants. You think that'll cancel out the heart drug thing? No. See, your prescription drugs are so toxic, they create a metabolic weakness. Hard to come back from that when you keep taking it. It's like a poison you want to take a little antidote for, but you want to keep taking the poison. So here's some major problems. This was research at McMaster University in Ontario, Canada, in 2019. They found that your statin heart medicines, they cause patients to have muscle and joint pain, stiffness, cramps, and weakness as side effects. Well, what they found was that the drug causes the pain, and it stems from the drug-induced oxidative stress. So apparently, the statin drugs that they were prescribed for high cholesterol creates a release of amino acids or glutamate in massive amounts. And the patients, if they're not treated, the patients that are not treated with statins have muscles that do not dump high levels of amino acids, so they don't have these problems. So parents not treated, let's say, with statins, have muscles that do not dump high levels of amino acids. So when the drug creates this exodus of amino acids, it tends to activate pain receptors that are causing joint and muscle pain symptoms. So the statin drugs are advertised to help, you know, reduce your blood clots and your risk of stroke or heart attack, but recent research states that that's not the case. So therefore, there is really no benefit of lowering the risk of cardiovascular disease events when you use your statin drugs. So most patients who are prescribed the statins, they wind up taking the drugs because of they wind up taking other drugs because of the painful side effects. So this research was published in the American Journal of Physiological Cell Physiology in 2019. And let me read you a quote. This was by Dr. Thomas Hawk at the McMaster University. He says, "We found that statins are able to enter the muscle cells and cause oxidative stress, and the muscles attempt to increase its production of antioxidants to combat the stress. And this causes a release of more glutamate or amino acids out of the muscle cell, causing the pain." But that's not all. Mm-mm. So the statin drug story is kind of like an onion. You get layers to it, and there's numerous effects that the drug creates on a metabolic level. The muscles and the joint pain may be the least of your worries, according to findings by the University of Toledo. Apparently, the statin drug suppresses cellular functions that are supposed to interact together in the body. So some of the functions are important, pathways like your brain, your vision, your blood sugar regulation, and so forth. So when you get this disruption, it seems to be linked to the blocking of proteins called G proteins and protein receptors. And so the Journal of Molecule Pharmacology, I'll get it straight, pharmacology, they said, "Statins have the potential to alter various bodily functions controlled by the important protein pathway, G protein pathway, that regulates the body by controlling functions from vision to heart and even to neurotransmitters." So your statin drugs are kind of designed to target your cholesterol synthesis pathway, but the problem is the body uses cholesterol all over the place, all over the body, cholesterol receptors everywhere. So when you lower your cholesterol with this drug, it disrupts your G protein pathway that is supposed to serve your brain, your eyes, and even your pancreas. So the result is you get memory loss, you get blurry vision, and you got blood sugar spikes. So the statin drugs are a big moneymaker for drug companies, and they tend to grab a third of the drug market as far as sales. And this would be Nevacor, Lestrocol, Prevacol, Zocor, Lipitor, and so forth. So the number one statin drug has been outselling the rest by about $10 billion in sales, and that one's Lipitor. Another top-selling statin drug is Bacol, but it was taken off the market because it produced a lot of toxic, deadly results. People died. So Bacol killed 31 people in the United States, and 100 of them, 100 of them were abroad, outside the United States. So what this drug did was kill muscle tissue and send it into the bloodstream, shutting down your kidneys, a condition called rhabdomyosarcoma. So, however, your drug companies are finding new uses for statin drugs. They're offering them as immune suppressive and anti-cancer meds now. This is the University of Toledo. They say, "We observed that the different types of statins induce very different deviations that changes the G protein pathway." And one doctor, Dr. Hajai, if I can pronounce this last name, Carmenithinine, said the side effects of statins are not uniform. Cells in the eyes, the brain, the heart, and the lungs can have completely different impact levels because they have different types of G proteins. And, you know, doctors know that lifestyle changes will lower cholesterol by about 40%. They know that without drugs. So that would mean if your cholesterol level, let's say, was 240, and you made some healthy changes in your diet, you would be lower in your cholesterol to 144. And that means you don't need a drug. So the Asians have an average blood cholesterol level of less than 95, mainly due to their diet, which contains very low animal fat. So Dr. Daniel Steinberg, University of California School of Medicine, recommends eating foods with antioxidants to prevent the bad LDL cholesterol to begin with. Start with the diet, he's saying. Yep, the reason we're sick is because what we're doing, usually what we're putting in the body. You know, we're just not seeing, hey, we're deathly allergic to our diets here. Got to change them. Change. So let's look at some foods that will lower the bad cholesterol. Some of the foods which can help you accomplish your goal are going to be dried beans. It's nature's cheapest fix for reducing cholesterol problems, dried beans. According to Dr. James Anderson, he's at the University of Kentucky. He's in their College of Medicine. He says if you eat a cup of cooked dried beans every day, it helps suppress the LDL bad cholesterol by 20%. So how fast would that happen, do you think? Well, he says about 3 to 4 weeks. A cup of beans a day, cooked dried beans. So what kind of beans? Well, he says all kinds seem to work. Navy, black beans, pinto, kidney beans, lentils, chickpeas, soybeans. So eating beans will also boost your HDL, the good cholesterol, and help protect you from congested arteries. According to Dr. Michael Davidson of cardiology at Rush Presbyterian at St. Luke Medical Center in Chicago, it says it takes about a cup of dried oats to produce a 16% reduction in LDL cholesterol. And how does that work? Well, Dr. Davidson says that it is the beta-glucan or fiber that blocks bad cholesterol production and helps remove bad cholesterol that is pre-existing in your blood. So cholesterol scrubber, oats, what do you think of that? You don't want to eat, he says, beans and oats along with your fast food and expect to improve your cholesterol levels at all. All right, you got to think healthy. Lifestyle, healthy living required. It's a permanent change, not a diet, a lifestyle. Now, there's also some herbs that can help us out. Is there kind of an herb that helps fight the bad cholesterol? Well, yeah. You betcha there is. Garlic is an, as you know, Frank, garlic man over there. Garlic is an awesome herb. It's been in over 20 studies, looking at the power of garlic to help fight high cholesterol. Dr. Robert Lynn, chairman of the International Health, he reports 3 cloves of garlic each day helps reduce the cholesterol by 10 to 15%. A controlled study at LTM Medical College in Bombay showed that 50 subjects reduced their cholesterol by 15%, improved their blood clot factor by eating 3 cloves of garlic each day. And Baster College in Seattle, they used garlic oil, and with the oil they produced a 7% reduction in the cholesterol. And then there's the cousin to the garlic, which is onion. Onion is a cousin, obviously, to garlic, and Dr. Victor Gerwich, Harvard Medical School, says a half a cup of raw onion increases the good HDL cholesterol by about 30%. And in the study, the raw onion had more benefit than if it were cooked. So if you pair the garlic and the onion together in your lifestyle, you're going to block the production of the bad cholesterol and increase the production of the good cholesterol. That's a win-win. And then your omega-3s are another thing you want to put in there, very important. Get as many omega-3s into the diet. Fatty fish, not going to be a problem. Salmon, mackerel, contains a lot of fatty acids, good for you. Fish eat the seaweed, so they're going to be healthy too. A lot of algae there. So cholesterol, it'll prove your good cholesterol by 10% eating your fatty fish. This was a study by Dr. Gary Nelson, U.S. Department of Agriculture, Western Human Nutrition Research Center in California. It said that if you eat about a pound of salmon daily, had a very dramatic effect on cholesterol in just 20 days. Of course, you know, the average person isn't really going to eat a pound of salmon a day, but eating some salmon or tuna or some herring or even some sardines several times a week is going to provide an omega-3 fatty acid boost and help your good HDL cholesterol and protect your health. Now, if fish doesn't appeal to you, let's say you don't like fish, you can do fish oil capsules. Absolutely, you can do that. A lot of studies have discovered also olive oil is superior to corn, soybean, or safflower or sunflower oil, so go with the olive oil. Dr. Steinberg found that olive oil defeats toxic oxidation of the LDL cholesterol, and researchers from Israel agreed. Olive oil will also reduce the negative effects of fatty foods and protect your arteries from becoming clogged. Fruits and nuts are also on the list. You definitely want to do those. And there are some also therapeutic herbs we want to mention. I like to use hawthorn berry, cayenne, aloe, garlic, of course. A lot of the heart herbs you're going to find really do help a lot of the cardio area, not only blood pressure, but the fibrinogen protein in the blood to prevent clots, protect the heart muscle from infection like viruses, thin the blood, of course, and help stimulate a steady heart rhythm so you don't get AFib or heart flutters or arrhythmia. So you got motherwort, you got hawthorn berry, you got cayenne, you got garlic, you got aloe, you got red clover. A lot of those herbs are in one formula, and I know who has it. It's the folks at Apothecary Herbs. It's called their heart cholesterol blood pressure formula. It is amazing. It's very strong cardio strengthener, and I recommend it to people. If you're looking to give your liver rich antioxidants, one herb that will do that is milk thistle. And if you're trying to rehabilitate the gallbladder, cleanse the gallbladder, barberry bark is what I like to use for that. So you got a lot of things that you can use, a lot of rich minerals and nutrition. This is what boosts cells, helps them regenerate and heal themselves, helps balance function. It's nutrition, not toxic chemicals that force a function to happen. It's nutrition that reestablishes function to happen. So there's the difference in the therapies when you're looking at whole food nutrition in your medicinal plants and you're comparing it to toxic prescription drugs. Now, don't get me wrong. I think medicine has its place, and that's trauma care. But internal medicine diseases, they really just manage your symptoms. They don't actually reverse your disease. And you can't reverse a disease if you don't know what the cause is. And then they're not looking for the cause. That's not what they do. Doctors are taught to prescribe. That's what they're taught. So you want to take that power back. Otherwise, you're going to be on that hamster wheel of drug therapy, and you're going to be a prisoner of drug therapy for the rest of your life. You're going to be a hostage to prescription drugs and their costs and their availability. So definitely, if you want to empower yourself and get off of that, the folks at Apothecary Herbs are the people I would give them a call. They do have a toll-free number in the United States and Canada. And you can utilize that, and it is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. And, of course, website is thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. But they will send you a free catalog in the mail, so you have something to look at in your tangible catalog there. You can also download a catalog off their website if you want. But if you don't have the computer, don't worry. They have a real handy printed catalog they'll send you free in the mail. All you have to do is ask for it. If you do like the web, then you can request the catalog up on their website. Just throw it in the cart and check out for free. They also have free newsletters, so put them in the cart too. They got the American Survival that's full of obviously wellness therapies and also lots of nice, interesting information from the people at Financial Survival and Discount Gold and Silver Trading. They'll help you figure out the markets so you can stay healthy and wealthy, I guess, is what you can do with that one. And that's American Survival. That goes out on Tuesday. And then the Health Quest newsletter, just full of your natural stuff, that goes out on Friday. So you can go to the website, thepowerherbs.com, click on books and newsletters, and you can sign up for newsletters there for free, no subscription, and you'll get information you're not getting anywhere else. So if you thought this show was interesting, you're going to love their newsletters. Yeah, you're just going to love them. Thepowerherbs.com. I'm sorry that the newsletters are only delivered by email, so you have to have an email address to get them. They are not printed and mailed like the catalog, so sorry about that. Now, do take advantage of their moving sale, because the folks at Apothecary Herbs at the end of the month are moving to a larger facility. So take advantage of their sale and save 25% off. And that's on orders of $50 or more, but some restrictions apply. It ends, I believe, on the 17th, so you have a little time to get that in. So if you're looking for, you know, metabolic strengthening products, immune-boosting products, heart attack packs, snake bite kits, prostate kits, what else? What are those other kits? The plague kits? The pandemic hits. They got those. They got a lot of things. You got to check them out. Save 25%, and you won't go wrong, because all these products are top-notch. They are a professional strength formulations. This is what the practitioners use. This is what the practitioners would sell you. But you can buy direct. Check that out. So take advantage of the sale. They're going to be moving the end of the month. So if you want to get in touch with them, this is a good time. Once they start moving, you can still order on their website and call their toll-free number to order. But if you want to get in touch with them now and ask more questions while they're available before they move and try to set up the new office, this would be the time. So 866-229-3663 is the number, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. And I want to thank all of you out there that have been sending such wonderful, wonderful little notes and leaving messages, sending cards even, that you just very, very glad that you found Herb Talk Live and you like the information. We appreciate that so much. Yeah, a lot of feedback helps us make the show better. So we'd like to hear what you think. So you can definitely drop us an email and let us know. And the email you can drop it is, it's wendyw@thepowerherbs.com. So Power Herbs is a big sponsor of the show, so you can drop it there and we'll get it. And I can see by the clock we're so out of time, so don't forget, 25% off. Do it now while you can. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. And I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and until next time, I wish you all to be well.